Please stand while I read the gospel lesson. The gospel lesson is found in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A gale swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him out, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" And so ends the reading.
Good morning. My name is Kevin Shade. I am up here before you today because Pastor Matt was really nice enough to let a couple youth have a week in the middle of his sermon series. I want to thank him today for that great opportunity because I just love doing this. His sermon series is on the red letter questions that are found in the Bible. And even though he's not here today, his show must still go on. How are you? So a little about me. I've been going to Glenmar for about 13 years now, and this is the second time DC has pulled me into preaching for them. I'm going to be a senior at Mount Hebron High School, and I play on the soccer and basketball teams there. Being a senior this year, it's kind of an important time in my life. I have to fill out college applications. I have to take my SATs. I have to keep up my grades, although I don't want to in my senior year. I have to lay it all on the field one last time so that hopefully I can win that championship I came so close to last year. I have to fill out financial aid forms for my family to help them out. And I have to hope I get into the colleges I want to. And after all that complaining I just did, all that Jesus says to that is, "Where is your faith?" It's a simple question that crosses his mind whenever we get caught up in all these earthly things in our lives. Did you notice that none of that, what I just said, had anything to do with God? It was all about me, myself, and I. It's a problem we all have because we're only humans. Society tells us a million different things that we should be worrying about that distract us from God, and then we lose our faith. Let's slow down and reflect on what faith actually is. I found that it meant the confidence and trust in a person or thing. You don't have faith in someone or something if you don't have a full 100% confidence and trust in them. That's a simple definition that makes us all realize that we don't have faith in God. The only one who ever did was Jesus, and we fell short of being like him a long time ago. When we come across some problem in life, rarely do we go right to God for his help. Normally, we try to figure out on our own and help ourselves through the situation. And see, that's the problem. That doesn't work. If you could have solved it, you would have done it the first time. But you didn't. Because you can't. What you should have done the second time is just gone right to God and asked for some help. You would have saved yourself a lot of embarrassment, and you wouldn't have made that same funny mistake twice. See, I have this problem a lot too. I'm an irrational kid, just a teenager, and I sometimes get these feelings like I'm Superman or some kind of stud out there who can just do anything I want to. It's quite ironic because when I have those feelings, I often reminisce on those times where I felt so big. And I say, "Wow, I actually got nothing done." My best example was when I took my driver's test. It was the last day of school, my sophomore year. I just finished my finals, and summer was finally here. All I had to do was take what I thought was a really easy test. So I got there, and I was a little nervous, but I really thought I was going to pass. So the lady got in my car. I had my shades on. I was looking around the car. Like, "Hey, you like my ride?" Because I drive a minivan. Who does not like minivans? She just glared back at me, and I got the sense that she did not like my minivan. It kind of offended me at first because, you know, who's so cruel that you would offend someone in a minivan? The number one rule in my car is, if you're not going to offend Big Mom and hers, why would you offend me? You know what I mean? It's just so rude. So I got onto the course, and I was driving, and I was about to make a turn, so I put on my turn signal, like any good driver would do when they're on that course. But before I turned, she told me to back up, so I proceeded on to backing up. I had one hand on the wheel, the other one on the headrest. Then I realized, oh wow, my turn signal's still on. I'm not turning. So I made a little movement with my pinky to turn it off. She then told me to stop the car. I was like, wow, I passed already. I didn't do the 3-point turn or the parallel parking. But then she said, step out of the car. And that's when I had failed the test. My day was absolutely ruined. I had no more Superman feeling. I was angry for a few days after that. I was wondering why God would let that happen to me. I wanted that freedom so badly, but I just didn't get it. My parents talked to me, and eventually they settled me down. All I had to do was just go out and practice more and not make that same mistake again. Now that I look back on that experience, I wonder, where was my faith when I was going through all that? The answer is, I just didn't have any. I needed to slow down and just listen to God. Getting my driver's license didn't matter at all to him. It only mattered to me. I was only thinking about me. I didn't realize that not getting the license my first time wasn't the end of the world. I'm going to get it someday. And I thought it would be really cool to tell you guys that I drove here today in my minivan all alone, and it was legal. Our gospel reading today takes place just after Jesus made a miracle. He had just a few loaves of bread, and he managed to feed thousands of people. And then Jesus and his disciples are out on a boat at night, and a storm comes with raging winds, and they all get scared. So they wake Jesus up really quickly, and they say, "Master, Master, there's a storm." And Jesus wakes up, and he calms the storm and rebukes the winds. And he says to them, "Where is your faith?" Jesus' own disciples lost faith in him when they saw these big earthly waves coming their way. And they had just witnessed an amazing miracle that Jesus had just performed right in front of their eyes. But they were scared of the wind coming their way and the big waves right up in front of them. I just got back from a mission trip with the youth group that went to Jacksonville. The whole point of a mission trip is to grow in your faith and get to get out of your comfort zone, because without doing that, you can't grow in your faith with God and grow in yourself. There are two times that stuck out to me as times where I just lost my faith in God because I was scared of what I had to do. One day when we were there, we went to a day camp for inner city kids that was meant to keep them off the streets. It was called The Bridge. It was a camp for inner city kids that were recruited by the leaders of that camp to come there because they had really bad home lives. There were too many kids, the parents were on drugs, one parent could be in jail, or even both of them. But when I got there, I was really scared because I had this stereotype that we just wouldn't fit in because we weren't from the city. But we did. They took us with open arms. I went into this English class and helped the kids out in there. And I had a couple of kids call me over and say, "Hey, can you help us out with the work?" Because they didn't want to do it. So they wanted me to basically do it for them. I found it quite ironic because they were telling me how they were the studs of the class. But it was quite ironic too that they didn't get their work done. The other time I was extremely out of my comfort zone was at this soup kitchen we went to called the Clara White Center. My job was to watch all the people walk in and who seated themselves down first with their tickets held in the air. And I would then send a server to that person who sat down first, and they would eat. But some people got in there and they wanted their meals now. They were a little bit greedy. And they started yelling at me when they did not get what they wanted. I was working with my friend Wendell Wachowski, and he was kind of like the backstage guy. I was up front on stage, so whenever anything went wrong, I was to blame. I had a lot of blame that day. A lot of people were screaming, "He should be fired." But I was just a volunteer there trying to do my job. And then I have this full-grown man yelling in my face that he wants a Diet Coke. I just ignored him because we didn't have any Diet Cokes, and I was so busy. It turned out that was a bad idea. This really angered the guy, so he stood up real big in his big blue shirt and his big arms and his big baseball hat, and he said, "You're absolutely no use at all. Where can I go to get my Diet Coke?" My jaw just dropped as I looked around for a little help, because last year they had a few bouncers there, and this year they decided to cut back and not have any. So it's just me against this big guy looking up at him, a little bit intimidated. But the next server came, and I told her where to go, and luckily I was no use to him at all, so he just walked away because I was that useless to him. Both of these two experiences in Jacksonville turned out to be great experiences. When I went to the day camp, I overcame the fear I have of the wind coming my way, and I had a great time with those kids there. At the soup kitchen, I overcame the fear of the big wave that stood right in front of me in his big blue shirt and big hat and big arms. God got me through those uncomfortable and scary situations I had, but had I kept my faith, I would have never been scared. I would have known that I would be fine without, no matter what happens. As Christians, we are called to go out of our comfort zone so we can grow in our faith. We can't just stay in our minivans all day and let the world pass us by. We have to get out of the minivan and serve. Think about the times that you deny an opportunity to serve. Is it because, A, you don't have enough time? Or is it because it's just too far out of your comfort zone? I know a lot of times, especially for me, it's because it's too far out of my comfort zone. But that's not supposed to be the case. We can only grow in our faith the most when we have to serve someone. And if what you're doing, you're always comfortable with, maybe you should be trying harder. Maybe you should be doing new things. I want to leave you guys with a message today that we won't always remember to rely on God when we're facing a pressing situation, but we can try. And that no matter what the problem is you're facing, it's not too big for God. So keep the faith. Amen.